I'll give you the formula, the final formula. There is nobody greater than you because you have that unlimited consciousness within you. You don't draw from it, but you draw from your mind. And that's the problem. So what happens is the ultimate tool for creation is in the thought that you have. And that thought leads to light, thought synthesis, to light synthesis, to matter synthesis. This is what Ramta would say, thought synthesis, to light synthesis, to matter synthesis. This is how everything happens. Everything happens through the thought. Poverty, thought. Prosperity, a thought. Confusion, a thought. Clarity, a thought. Everything you can trace back to your thinking process. So you have to be really, really be responsible for the thought that comes to your mind. And if it's a negative thought, you have to smash it. It's not mine. Where does the thought come from? Maybe from my father or grandfather who was negative. Or my own lifetime. So we psychologized over a period of time a mind in a certain way. We have perhaps lived in a Buddhist monastery. The Buddha was not comfortable living in a palace. And he created a monastic tradition. And you have this monastic tradition in every religion. And then in that birth, most people who don't have resources were in the monastery. In the monastery, they completely were brainwashed that God hates money. God doesn't hate money at all. To be God, godly or divine, you have to stay away from money. You have to renounce. So that mindset has to be overcome. Otherwise, it will go and come back again and again. Well, now how to do it? You have to smash your thoughts. Smash your mind. Mediocre health, money, relationship, intelligence, all that needs to be blocked. So we are going to smash this consciousness. Again, Einstein comes to my mind. I was able to discover the laws of the universe. I was able to discover the laws of the universe, not through my rational mind.